he spent 30 minutes and they were like playing with each other and they were trying to hump each other. They were both humping each other. I was like, okay, as long as none of them get mad, I'm fine.
Blog Talk Radio.
Was that Blog Talk Radio? I wasn't. It sounded different in okay. my ear. Hey, Derek.
Right off the bat, just a quick question.
Yeah.
Are we doing a short show today or
a regular?
I only see 14 minutes left on the clock.
Oh, dude. All right. Let me change that. Sorry.
I just saw that went from live to 14.
I was doing it like real quick and I was panicking because I didn't, I couldn't find the photo file.
Yeah.
There it is.
Let's extend it a little bit. Let's make this a little longer.
All right.
Oh, wow, that was quick.
Yeah, yeah. 59 minutes and 18 seconds are left. Fantastic. Not 14 minutes.
Okay. I saw that number right over there.
I've done that a few times, I think. I'm pretty sure.
I remember once that happened years ago, and we didn't know if we could change it. It was like 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
It was years ago.
Hang on. Yeah, yeah. You could always change it right away anyway. They don't need to know the behind-the-scenes nonsense. That's going on right now. We got a couple people in the chat room. Oh, we got people trying to
people
log in.
People in and out.
But not, I think it's people trying to log in, but they're not really in. Anyway.
Yeah. Because they just landed on the page.
How you doing?
Hey. Whoa, good. Yeah, good. And you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
I'm okay. I might need a little Brockman's.
Oh, well, we got the Brockman's.
I see that there. I'm very tempted by it.
No apostrophe.
Yeah, no apostrophe for some reason.
It's so good you can drink it straight.
What's that? Crystallized some what?
Ginger?
Oh, nice.
Do you need some of that too?
No, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. I just was curious what that was. Your cats are all over the place.
Two cats,
no waiting.
They've been alone for the last almost a day and a half. So,
what? That's why they're here.
They're excited to see us.
They want to be with where the people are.
Yeah.
Did they get dinner yet? The kitties?
They got some kind of dinner. I don't know what that means.
Did they find food on the street and bring it in?
No, they got food like a few hours ago. They're not starving, but they'll try to tell us that they are.
Oh. Well, it is the week before Thanksgiving.
That's right. Yeah.
So, shocker, I think we'll probably be talking about food.
No way.
I think so. Because I haven't prepared anything, and that's pretty much all I can think about right now.
Is Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's really the whole point of Thanksgiving, right? Like,
it's the food.
I feel like Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because there's no pressure except for just eating.
You don't have to
buy presents for anybody. You just have to eat food.
And you do it early, usually in the day. So it's like you eat all this and then you just kind of chill on the rest of the day.
Yes.
And you don't really do anything. That's right. Like you say.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we just start the show?
Let's start the show.
Okay.
Let's see how this goes.
This is the Eric and Kay Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Hi. Hello, motherfucker. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Burnt popcorn.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
What you want to woo? Is that woo woo? You know what I'm saying? La 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 la.
Pull up your pants. Pull up your pants.
Where are our pants?
I think it's a yes.
Oh, could you please help me?
Nice beaver.
Oh boy, now we're gonna have fun.
Yeah, baby.
You know, we love the Derek and Kay Show, you betcha. Johnny J on the Derek and Kay Show, kicking it old school. Woo! With the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, we are broadcasting live from Boston. Today is November 19th, 2017.
I can't believe it's the 19th already.
And this is episode... Oh, no.
Oh, hold on. I'll tell you in just one moment. 297.
297.
Thank you.
We are the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's a damn lie, and you know it.
We have done almost 300.
That's crazy.
Episodes.
That's a lot of episodes. I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Sweet.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are...
Hello,
follow us on the social medias. We are online at dkpodcast.com and soon on dkradioshow.com again.
Yeah.
We are not on Instagram, but there's a guy who's DK Radio Show who is on Instagram, but it's not us. We're on Facebook, so like us on the Facebook. Follow us for show updates and things like that. We're also on the Twitter, which is kind of redundant because everything we tweet gets... Wait, everything we Facebook gets tweeted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
If you're listening to us live between 7 and 8 this evening, you can join us on the Blog Talk Radio website and scroll all the way down. You can join us in the live chat room. We've got a couple peeps in there right now. You can live commentate, and we will read your chat. And if you want to listen to the show and you're like on the go and you don't have internet for some reason, you can call the show at 661-467-2416 to just listen. Or you can press 1 to talk to the host. But you know what? If you don't have internet on your phone, you don't like streaming.
Yeah.
What's going on in your life now? Do you have like a Cricket phone, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or perhaps a flip phone.
Or a flip phone.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I can specifically... Is the interface on mobile listening to live Blog Talk Radio terrible? Please tell us in the chat room because I've never tried it.
Oh, on the phone?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, we could try it right now.
We could, but it won't.
But is the interface
because if the interface is terrible, then that would make the argument for calling and listening
saying.
instead of listening to the mobile interface.
Right. I barely looked at it. I'm going to assume it's terrible
because I don't know because no tea, no shade. Okay.
What's this? Huh?
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade. But the blog talk rate, I'm about to talk smack.
Okay,
so
okay.
You say no tea, no shade. Okay. But the Blog Talk Radio website right now, I feel like it could use a few tweaks.
Yeah, it's...
It's a little dated, and the interface is not that... user-friendly.
Especially for hosts. It's gotten glitchy.
I mean, it's great for what it is. They've done a great job with it, and we'd love to see it succeed. But the chat room for us right now looks like there's a big blue box in the middle, and there's the people in the chat on the right, and the chat is a tiny window on the left. The big blue box is where the chat should be.
It would be way bigger than the actual chat.
Box window. The window got to be like 3 inches wide here on this screen. And the blue box got to be like 6 inches wide, maybe even 7 inches on this screen. So,
and it's like a 20 something inch monitor.
Yeah.
So it's like, how about use some of that real estate?
Yeah. So
it's not that complicated.
I don't know what's going on with their, you know what? Let's.
Any browser, too.
We can take a picture.
Yeah, take a
and
picture.
And we can put it on the Facebook page.
Wait. No.
Is there information? Oh, the host calling. We'll cover that up. I'm not going to take a picture of that. I'm not going to take a picture of any of that stuff up above. Okay. Just the chat room window. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, that's... I think we should send it to them during the break.
We should. WTF.
So a majority of the page isn't used.
Yeah.
So we just get this tiny ass...
Yeah. Although section. I think if you open it in a new window as a moderator chat, it might be a little better.
No, I thought it was worse.
Really?
I don't know. I thought we did that. I don't want to. I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I'm scared to even change this
because
it's working.
I've done it. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because sometimes it's just not working.
I've done it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a little bit better.
Okay. First of all, can I have a little Brockman's? Because I'm dying. Because I'm frustrated.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I mean, maybe it makes me seem like I have some sort of like a problem. Uh-oh.
Okay, we're okay.
We're good?
Yeah, we'll get a little Brockman's here. Yeah, little
just
you
a
want,
little.
You want it straight or you want gin tonic?
Just straight. Straight's good. Straight's
really?
Fine. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's...
We might be almost out. I don't know.
Oh, for real?
But we can, you know, whatever. They can always...
Gotta buy some more.
There's other good
I gotta
gin.
Pick up some Brockman's. Brockman's, yeah. No apostrophe. This is gin. Straight up gin. Tastes like blueberries. Just good by itself. That's an issue.
Hopefully there's enough left for us. I'm just going to pour a little bit here.
So I'm having a little bit of a disappointing evening because the love of my life, who I love so dearly and have chosen to spend the rest of my life with because he's wonderful and fabulous and extremely handsome and sweet and intelligent.
Sweet!
And, you know, is a very good husband, has burned a cob of popcorn in the microwave. Not just a little bit, you know, but like it's smoking.
Oh, wait.
Oh, is that a bad one?
Oh, this looks much better.
Okay. It's smoking. Thank you for the gin.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Let's cheers.
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 Good times.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Mm.
Mm. That's good.
Isn't it yummy?
That is really good, huh?
That's really good.
Wow.
Tastes like Christmas tree / blueberry. I love it.
Oh, blueberry. Yeah.
This would be good with some fresh blueberries floating in there, wouldn't
you? Mm, yeah.
So anyway, my love, my dearest, has put a cob of popcorn. You know those like gourmet, you know, popcorns. You can put it. There's a whole like dried cob, and it's for popping.
Oh, I've seen
a
that.
Little one.
I didn't know people actually use those things. What is that? Where do you get that?
I don't
that?
Think they use them because they just burn. I don't know where you get them either. I don't know if
it always seems kind of like a does that really work?
It looks like or, it could catch on fire.
Yeah, or you know what it reminds me of is like the cartoon days.
Yeah.
Like you just got a corn and a cob and all of a sudden they get electrocuted.
Yes, and it pops and it's popcorn. Yeah. Anyway, I didn't think because you know when you burn popcorn, it's like kind of stinky, but like not really a huge deal, right?
Yeah, I make it on the stovetop usually.
Okay, yeah. This was on another level of like...
He really...
It was smoke. There was smoke coming from the bag. I didn't see what was going on. There was smoke coming from inside the bag. Okay?
Yeah.
And I didn't look to see what exactly happened, but I know that there was water involved and putting out of like a possible...
What?
I don't know if it was on fire or what.
Now, let me just... I haven't done a lot of microwave popcorn, but pretty much... I don't know if I've ever actually burned it because you just kind of, it's got a time on it. And if you're kind of within there, I don't know why you would go that far off the time.
The thing about popcorn is you got to stand by and watch that S because I don't trust it.
The time thing?
Yeah, you got to watch it and make sure it's either
popping. Oh, this isn't the bag. This is on the cob.
It's on the cob, yeah, in a bag, yeah.
It's in a bag.
Well, it's in a paper bag that we have. We don't have popcorn bags. We have paper bags that we pop popcorn in, and I say we like
cob?
I do it. I never do it because I don't eat popcorn.
Wait,
yeah, you put the popcorns in the bag, you know, with some oil, and then it pops. You don't need
really.
Yeah, you don't need
your
like
own microwave popcorn.
Yeah, you don't need crazy technology. All you need is like
I've never known about.
Oh
this.
Yeah, all you need is a paper bag and some fat or whatever. Maybe you have no fat. I don't know.
What?
Maybe wait. Film chat can chime in the chat room. But like, yeah. But the point of it is that the burned corn on the cob popcorn has permeated the entire house.
Right.
Everything I was wearing.
Yeah.
And you said I smelled like popcorn when
I came
in.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were telling me about it and you took the coat off and then I was like, oh, yeah. Yep. Exactly. It's burnt popcorn. Like strong.
Yeah.
Like, you were across. We weren't standing next to each other.
Yeah.
And from across the way, I could smell it.
I sprayed some ginger essence on myself, but it didn't do anything.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'm sure the smell has permeated the couch, carpets.
Oh, yeah.
The dog, everything.
You're going to smell it next week.
I'm upset.
You're going to come home and you're going to smell it.
I'm wicked upset. So now I have Googled
how do you get rid of this?
How to get rid of burnt popcorn smell.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, there's a way to do it. And I think it involves, let's see. Click through our slideshow. Slideshow? I'm not doing a slideshow.
Oh, I hate the slideshow thing.
The slideshow. All right.
Yeah.
How to neutralize a burnt smell in the home. No, it's got to be burnt popcorn specifically. I'm not.
Yeah, no, because there's something about burnt popcorn.
Yeah,
it just sticks around.
Well, this is out of a microwave. No, I need whole home. I need whole home. Okay, get smell out. Burnt popcorn smell out of the house.
Get it out.
Get out of the house.
Get out of the house.
Okay, number one, open all doors and windows.
Okay. It's going to get cold. I mean, for how long?
Yeah, it's going to get cold. Throw out burnt popcorn.
Out of the you got to take that out
that's
of the
number
house.
Number two, yeah, it's like dog poop. You can't have
you
dog
can't,
poop
no,
in the trash
you
can.
It smells immediately. Yeah,
white vinegar spray.
Mm.
Once you have air out the home and burnt popcorn, you can make a white vinegar deodorizing spray. Spray it on stuff. Lemon juice spritz, enzyme mist down like nature's miracle. Boil cinnamon and vanilla extract. I don't know.
This is a lot of work.
Seems like not legit.
Yeah.
Let's go to care.com, see what they have to say.
What is this?
Oh, Film Chat's got put some stuff in the chat room there.
Okay, I'll click that.
Everyone says take the popcorn out, like outside.
Burnt popcorn. You know what? This is
some of these websites are like not working very well.
Yeah, this one's not working very well. I'm just
everyone says take the trash outside. Take the trash outside. Take the trash outside.
This is a very glitchy website.
Oh, there's a vinegar thing that we're supposed to be doing. Oh, the Chow Hound.
Opening windows not an option. About 20 degrees outside. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Anyway, I think we're gonna have to do a vinegar thing.
Yeah.
So. Oh, it's straight dope. This should be effective.
Straight dope?
Straight dope. Do you ever go to straightdope.com?
No.
Oh, it's a great website. If you're ever wondering like the real facts on everything,
yeah.
i.e. the straight dope,
oh, I like
go
that.
To it. Yeah, huh. Yeah. People ask a question. They were like, so what, you know, really does? Like, does how many woodchucks does it take for a wood, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody will tell you. Yeah, people will find out. Glass dish with water and baking soda in the microwave. Nuke it till it boils.
Ooh.
Everyone's saying cinnamon sticks and cloves and spaghetti pot. No exhaust fan. Baking soda. Vinegar. Well, I got all those things. Except I don't have cinnamon sticks. Although it is...
could probably give you an old one.
Yeah?
Yeah, because, you know, you're not going to be...
You got like, cinnamon sticks?
Consuming something,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah, yeah. I might have
an old one for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you,
I'll take
I'll
it.
Have to check, yeah.
I'll take it. Because it's getting close to Christmas time, though. That's the time for cinnamon sticks.
Oh, right. That is true.
Anyway, all I'm saying... Da, 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 da. Burnt popcorn is on my like top 10 list of like worst smells, you know, like terrible.
It is pretty bad. And as I mentioned before, popcorn smell, it's horrible when you're not eating it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I can take the smell of popcorn when I'm not eating it, but the smell of burnt popcorn is like, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. It's on my top 10 list of the worst smells.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, we should go down that list. That could be fun.
Well, number one has to be vomit, right? It's terrible.
It's really the worst.
Yeah. Number two, probably death.
The smell of death?
Yeah. You know,
ooh,
like...
That is... Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like we're a dead rat.
Down the street.
Somewhere.
Oh.
You don't know where it's coming from.
That might be worse than vomit.
I don't know.
That's pretty bad.
Vomit's number one for me. I can't hear it.
It hits you to the core.
Well, death, I know what happened. And I know, like, I'm like, okay.
And you can
okay.
get away from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can get away from it. I hate the smell of human urine. In cities. When you walk, you know, there's like on Boylston Street. This is getting local. No, on on Mass Ave in front of Berklee School of Music. There's an alleyway
on the other side of the street,
and it always smells like pee. And I hate it so much
because everyone pees there.
Yeah,
like an animal.
Yeah, I hate it so much. Cow poop is on that list.
Oh, so, don't some people like that? Isn't that a thing?
Cow poop.
It's like some people like the smell of cow manure.
I don't know. Cow manure to me is one of the most offensive smells.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like horse poop to me doesn't smell bad, but cow poop is on another level of like terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, while I'm at it, dog poop smells really bad too.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
When I pick up dog poop 3 times a day, sometimes I'm like, how? Why do you smell so bad? I mean, it doesn't smell too bad, but it's like, because it's little poops.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine picking up big poops.
Yeah.
Because I was at the dog park yesterday and I saw a big English sheepdog weighs 95 pounds.
Mm.
Imagine picking up those poops.
Oh, yeah. Those are logs. Yep.
Fill up a grocery bag full
of poop.
That's
disgusting. cat piss is also a bad smell.
Cat piss is a bad smell?
It's like, and it sticks around if you ever get.
I've never like really gotten into like the nitty gritty of like how cat piss smells.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. we got six here. Six bad smells.
Yeah, you must have some other ones.
Not everyone's, this is regional. Not everyone's going to know what this smells like.
Hmm.
Chitterlings.
What?
Or chitlins, if you're from the South. They're like boiled pig intestines.
Oh.
They smell like
death. I don't think I'd like that. That kind of sounds pretty bad.
It's the worst. If you're out there and you know what chitlin smells like, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's the worst. It's one of the worst smells I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How many we got? Seven? Another bad smells. What else smells terrible?
Yeah, what? We usually don't have a problem with these kind of things.
Yeah, I know, right?
We've talked about all of them on the show before.
I'm like struggling. Isn't there something that smells really bad but tastes great? It's, you know?
It smells really bad.
Isn't that a thing?
Oh, that fruit.
What, like a durian fruit?
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't it taste bad too?
Well, some people are into that.
It smells like...
It's just the smell that's bad.
Speaking of that, here's another one for the list. Well, durian fruit could be number 8.
Uh-huh.
Rotten egg.
Oh, that's pretty bad. Oh. But I don't remember the last time I smelled something like that.
I smelled it for the first time and hopefully the last time.
How?
My husband, who I love and adore.
Oh, no. Oh,
and
no.
And I want to be with forever. Had a rotten egg.
What?
And put it in a pan, broke it and put it in a pan. And it was the smell permeated the entire space. Didn't know it was spoiled.
Oh, worse is cooking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only was in the pan for like 10 seconds we were like, oh my God, the miasma.
So if I ever have questionable eggs, I'll...
Do you put them in the water? Do you do the float test?
I'll do the float test.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then it's like, well, then you can just discard it.
If it floats, it's bad, right? If it sinks, it's good.
I think that's
the thing. Because if it's got too many air bubbles in it, you know it's bad.
Great eggs. Great peeps.
We need one more bad smell.
Huh.
One more bad smell. Oh, you know what? This is an easy one.
Oh, I got... Okay.
Body odor.
Yeah, yeah.
BO.
That's pretty bad.
If I'm in a place where there's somebody with like really bad BO, or worse, in an Uber with the driver who's got bad BO.
Oh, yeah. It's just sticks around.
Bad times. You got a bonus?
I was just thinking, I don't know if you ever caught a whiff of this. Like you go into like, say like a public restroom and a toilet that hasn't been flushed for a while.
Mm.
That's pretty nasty.
It's pretty stinky.
It's pretty nasty.
Yeah. Ugh, gross.
It's all those things, the poo and pee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or some spoiled things smell bad, like spoiled vegetables or like food that's been like sitting around for a while, or like if you put something down the sink but you don't like run the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah, that's nasty. Nasty. Really nasty.
Or trash that's like old and has like stuff in it from like days and days ago that's like been decomposing and bleh.
Like dirt bag.
Dirt bag, grass bag.
Bag, grass bag. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
So this was a super appetizing way to get into happy Thanksgiving eating. Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we go from 10 worst smells.
Yeah.
To what's happening for
Thanksgiving. What's happening for Thanksgiving. Yeah. So what's going on in your Thanksgiving land?
Well, I did. Oh.
Oh, I forgot. Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I didn't. Funny thing just came up yesterday. Apparently, my family, it's been the same routine for, I don't know, 20 years, right?
Uh-huh. Are they switching it up for
They're
you this
switching
year?
It up. They decided.
They're all coming here.
They're all coming here. They decided to go out to a restaurant, and they've already made reservations, and they didn't invite me.
Oh. Awkward.
I know, right?
Wait a minute.
And I just found out about this yesterday.
Wait a minute, though.
Yeah?
They didn't invite you?
They didn't invite me. And they didn't
On purpose
me.
Or like by accident?
I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure which way it is. My dad seems to think.
Is your dad coming?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My dad will be there.
So it has to be an accident, right?
I don't know. He seems to think that maybe there was some confusion that I'd be with my sweetie, which could end up having to be the real deal if I'm not able to get in.
You were left off the
I know,
list.
Right? Isn't that sad?
That is sad. Can you not get in on it?
Well,
last minute?
There are 8 people now. And you know how I think, like, if it was 7, you could probably get 8 in, just the way the table's set up.
Yeah.
But from 8 to 9?
9.
Right?
Yeah.
Doesn't that change things a bit?
And, I don't know.
And restaurants are crazy on those reservations.
They are.
You know, it's a tight thing.
We have reservations at a restaurant.
Are you doing a restaurant thing?
Yeah.
So what are you up
cooking.
To?
Forget that. F that panda.
I love the cooking.
I'm cooking for like after, but not for like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Ah, dry throat. Hold on.
Yeah. Do you need some water?
Button. I had some peanuts earlier, and you know they make my throat dry.
Yeah, right.
So what are you going to do for Thanksgiving instead?
I don't know. Well, we'll see in a day or so. Maybe I'll find out what's going on with my family, or perhaps I'll just be with my sweetie, which would also be wonderful. So
she's going to welcome you for their Thanksgiving.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was an open invitation. So that's
good.
That's really nice. Yeah.
You're not just going to be by yourself.
No, I would go somewhere.
Because that would be really sad.
That would be sad. But I was really surprised to find out about that. Like, it's been the same for years. But anyways. No bitter.
Oh, sorry. I meant to play the sad music. Why is it not playing? Oh, that's so sad. Darn it. That didn't work very well.
Well, we can play this.
That's good too.
So where are you going to be at?
My parents are coming up.
Oh, nice.
Which is super fun. They're coming up on Wednesday night, which is not the busiest travel day of the year, right?
Yeah, there'll be no traffic then.
Yeah, there'll be no traffic on I-95 at all.
No. Oh, they're, yeah, driving up.
Yeah, I don't know why they're driving up. And we're going to have Thanksgiving dinner. Well, I think it's lunch. I don't know why. It's lunch because it's at noon. That's lunch.
Right. People call it dinner, or they say we're having dinner at 1.
Yeah, I'm like, you're not having dinner at 1. You're having
really
freaking
dinner,
lunch.
Right? No, I never understood that.
If it's not 5 o'clock, it's not dinner. That's basically where I stand. Anyway,
I like that. I follow that.
We're having Thanksgiving dinner, in quotes, at Henriette's table.
Whoa, that's pretty nice,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm very excited about it. We're going to eat lots of foodies, and it's going to be fun. And then I think afterward, I'll make some like light stuff to have it like in the evening, you know, when we're all like sort of ready to eat again at like 8 o'clock.
Like hungry. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always like that. And people start picking at the leftovers and stuff.
Yeah. 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 So I'll make some foodies for like some pickings afterward. I think that'd be fun. Turkeys and mashed potatoes.
Yeah. I love me the mashed potatoes because lifelong vegetarian.
There it is.
Yeah.
So now you're not going to know what to, what are you going to get at the,
I don't know.
Because you're a vegetarian. You can't have all the turkey and the mashed potatoes with the meat gravy.
I don't know. We'll see. And I'll have to figure this out in the next 24 hours or so.
Oh my gosh.
And yeah, I got gigs both. I don't know why.
The day before and day after?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. I'm in New Hampshire because they're. One of them I kind of felt like I needed to cover for, and the other one was too good to pass up.
Oh, I see.
And it was kind of like be in Hartford, Connecticut. There'll be no traffic there.
That's crazy.
On Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoops.
You can't have two of those songs going at the same time. Dude.
Yes.
That's going to be a lot of traffic.
I know. It's going to be horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know what I'm getting myself into. So, like, I'll just have to figure out the Thanksgiving plans. I don't know. Be somewhere in the middle.
It'll be Clover's first Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's right.
I think I'm going to make him a little turkey.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a little turkey breast for his din-dins. You know, he gave him with his foodies. He's very ready for his first Thanksgiving. I wish he had like a, he needs a little sweater, you know, like a little fall sweater.
A Thanksgiving sweater?
Yeah, that'd be cute, wouldn't it? Be
so How's
cute.
He doing with the ears and stuff? What is that? The
the snood?
Oh, that's right, snood.
I haven't given him the treat that I want, that I need
that
the snood for yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, I mean, I don't know why I haven't given him that. I gave him a bully stick the other day and he ate it too fast and got sick.
Oh.
You know, like, they just, like, get so excited. He, like, was real focused on it and ate it in 15 minutes and he just, like, got so sick. So I felt really bad. So I haven't really given him any chew treats since then, except for the cheese bone.
Cheese bone?
Yeah, there's a little
That
hard...
sounds delicious.
There's a yak cheese chew that they like, and it smells like barbecue, first of all. It smells so good.
Uh-huh.
And it's made from like a hard yak cheese with lime juice and salt.
Oh.
And it's like a hard cheese, and they love it.
Dogs love that.
Yeah, they love it. They just chew on it. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they just...
That's what she
it
said.
It sounds like they're breaking their teeth on it, but they love it. So the cheese chew is very neat. But the little like no hide rawhide thing, that thing's gross.
Okay,
and he gets it all
snood.
Of his paws too.
So, he's gonna wear a snood.
I'm getting all these like these texts. Should we take a break?
We should probably take a break.
All right, it's half hour.
What are we gonna do after the break?
Let's do the weird news. It's good.
Weird news.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some weird news. I got a video that goes with it, too, that I think you'll like. I haven't even read the story, but I saw the video.
All right, that's good for podcast.
We'll put that in the chat room.
We'll put it in the chat room. Put it in the description of the show, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's do, take a little short break, drink some gin, and then we'll come back with some weird news.
Pig teddies, cat bras,
animal lovers boutique,
snake garters, studded dog collars for mice,
animal lovers boutique, heavy petting,
lacy armadillo stockings, horse panties,
utterly erotic,
UDDER,
possum corsets, dolphin bustiers,
kind of disgusting.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Cow pasties.
Let's stop talking about this. Animal Lovers Boutique. I'm actually feeling kind of queasy.
Heavy petting.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice. I can't work here anymore.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Animal Lovers Boutique.
Meth brought you forbidden fruits of incest. Bath salts brought you the taboo joys of cannibalism. It's time to step things up a level. The hot new legal high that takes you to places you never imagined and leaves you forever changed. Toilet cleaner. It's time to smoke a real bowl. Available at your local head shop or, in case of overzealous local laws, buy it online.
This is
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show. It is the Derek and Kay Show.
It's Thanksgiving. This is the best song ever. Hey!
Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Well, soon to be. Hopefully I'll be having Thanksgiving somewhere.
I just want to tell Film Chat that I found a bed and breakfast that lets Cavalier King Charles Spaniel stay for free!
What?
We gotta go. You gotta go and stay.
That's pretty special.
That's pretty fun, isn't it?
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Gotta why have a why is it like a certain breed? It's not just like a small dogs or something.
I think because they have one. They have one, so they just stay for free.
How'd you find that so quick?
I'm in a Facebook group.
I see. So, this week, Thanksgiving's coming up. And next week, Sunday, I believe we have a musical guest, Philip Broussard. I'm not sure how. We'll figure that out by then. But anyways,
Film chat, I just texted you, so you should look at that text. Sorry. Philip Broussard, and we got Cherish Lee.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
Yeah, we got musical guests, and then our other guests that didn't show up that one time. We'll work that out, I'm sure. Yeah. Coming up.
That was a fun show, by the way.
That was an amazing show. Those are always the best shows when the guests don't show up.
The best.
I don't know how it happens to be. We should do more of those. It smells like burnt popcorn.
I still smell it.
All right.
I don't know what to do. I mean, I think I legit think I have to stop. Well, first of all, I have to stop by Target to get more wood floor cleaner.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what my life is all about now.
Wood floor cleaner.
Yeah, wood floor cleaner.
Okay.
For the iRobot Brava that does its own mopping.
Oh, that's
there's certain cleaners you're supposed to use, because I think the tread came off my wheel, because I think I used an unapproved cleaner with like oil. I'm not even joking. Okay. They had to send me like a new one, and I had to send the old one back.
New way of saying your cheese fell off your cracker.
No, the tread came off the wheel, and it was like useless after that. Like it didn't operate, and
just
I was like,
stays
oh.
in place.
It cleans, went around in like circles. It was not good.
Cleans a nice clean circle.
Yeah, yeah. So they sent me a new one.
All right. It's time for weird news.
All right. I got
Derek's weird news.
I got Derek's weird news.
That reminds me, Will.
Oh, Will.
We're going to get him on the show.
Man, I got to text him. Yes, he's the best.
We got to get that going. That would be awesome. All right, these I haven't read, but I did see a video, but these are always the best. Drive-through window becomes a squeeze-through window for McDonald's thief. Columbia, Maryland?
Yeah.
McDonald's drive-through became a squeeze-through for this woman who apparently needed a fast food fix. There's video, surveillance video, that shows her worming her way inside and helping herself to a soft drink and making off with a box of items. The video is posted on the Twitter feed of the county police and shows the break-in early on November 5th when the restaurant was closed. The woman reaches through the window, grabs a soda cup, and unsuccessfully tries to fill it. And then she squeezed herself through and made off with a box. The woman puts the box of items again through the window and leaves. And that's what's happening in Maryland.
What was in the box? Box
what was in the
of
box?
Items.
So we do have a video.
That's what I want to find out. If you're going to steal from the McDonald's, you better know what's in the box.
What's in the box? Yeah, I wouldn't want just
oh
like,
my gosh,
box
Howard
of
County. All right, here we go.
It's in the chat room. Let's play the video here.
You know, Columbia, Maryland's like a nice town.
Is it?
Yeah.
So here she's looking. She's
or maybe it used to
through.
Be. I don't know if it's. Oh
Whoa,
my god.
Whoa, cleavage.
She's grabbing
bouncy,
a cup.
Bouncy.
What is she doing?
Looks like she's trying to get some soda. Like, are you that hard up for soda? Like,
can't
seriously?
You just walk in and grab a soda? I mean, you can just say.
Looks like she's having some trouble there.
I mean, thumbs up for ingenuity, though.
Oh, she's going
she's
in.
She's getting out of her car. Wait, was she in her car?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, my.
This is tough. Wait, how is no one there stopping
this?
They
said it was closed.
Oh, it was closed?
Oh, she's kind of a... Oh.
Why did it stop?
I don't know. Maybe they're trying to identify. Oh, she's a big one.
Wow. What's
that's blue.
Blue. She got a blue beverage.
You know, it'd be funny if someone pulled up and tried to put an order in.
Yeah. She's in her car.
Oh, a big box.
She
I thought it was like
box.
A food box.
What? Now she's covering her head.
Oh.
Now.
Oh, no.
Now
oh,
she's
crack.
Thinking of covering her head. Yep. Now. After
oh,
all.
This is horrible.
Oh, this is horrible.
What's in the box?
What? I mean, what's in the box?
Wait, she didn't have that bag before. Now she has that. Oh, she's got to help her.
Oh, she's got an assistant. Assistant partner
what
in crime.
What are they taking?
What are you stealing from McDonald's? What could you possibly be taking from
These
McDonald's?
People are sloppy, too. Like, the whatever fell out of the box.
What's a box? It's a box of straws.
This is what it looked like.
This
so
is
anyways,
what it looked like.
I think I saw somewhere.
It'd
that
be great if it was a box of straws.
That they actually caught her. I thought I saw this somewhere.
What are the comments underneath the tweet? Because I need the comments. The blue Powerade, of course.
That girl needs to break into Weight Watchers.
They already found Miss Scooby-Doo.
What are
the rest of the comments? This is a great tweet. Love the shirt over the head after she climbs in. Yes,
yeah, that's
what I was
point.
Saying.
Yeah, right?
How did she get through the window? Looks like Big Macs weren't what she would needed. She crawled through. She should have crawled through a vegan restaurant.
Yeah.
Were they closed? How'd she pull this off? Is that someone's bag? Find out on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z. Oh, I love Twitter. Twitter's great.
Oh, yeah. They love this.
What else does it say? No. Hope it was diet soda.
Yeah.
Did she exit through the front door? Maybe a good idea. Maybe she was hungry. She's a legend. Must be protected from the feds. Come on now. She's been oppressed all her life. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
That's like a racist tweet. We don't read racist tweets here on the Derek and Kay Show.
No, this is not good. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, that was funny.
That's pretty crazy, right?
I mean, McDonald's is good, but I mean, aren't they open late? Like in a lot of places? Why were they closed?
I thought they're 24 hours. Like most
I don't think
them.
They're 24 hours, no? But I think a lot of them are open, right? Super late. Yeah, some of them are 24 hours. I wonder if the one down the street from me is 24 hours.
The one down the street from you?
Yeah, like down in Twin City Plaza, man.
Huh, I'm not picturing that.
Down near the Star Market.
Oh, the other way.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too close, but okay, it's close okay. If you're in your car.
Yeah. That's the one that had the sign wars across
yes,
the street.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yes, with a liquor store across
that
the street.
That made it on the Weird News, I think. Yeah.
It did?
I thought so.
Oh.
Or maybe we were just talking about it and I thought it was the show.
I actually heard a rumor that McRib is back. Is that a thing?
What?
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm sized. If McRib is back, I'm there. Diet out the window. Let me see.
I'm not a huge fan of much that's McDonald's.
Well, I know, because you're a lifelong vegetarian. Is McRib back? Eve says, stop talking about where we live. I'm like,
It's not really where we live. It's not really. Good luck finding it.
I know. Wait, there's a McRib locator website, McRibLocator.com. I can't believe it's an actual thing. Can I just put my zip code in? Can I just okay? I'm
okay.
Gonna,
all right.
I'm gonna put my address in and see if I can locate a McRib near me because I heard it's back. I heard it's back.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if I can find one. Questions.
Oh, Gumby's in the chat room. I didn't see Gumby. Hey, Gumby. Oh yeah, he missed. That's why Gumby. He went into
Pennsylvania. Now. Pennsylvania.
Overtime. Oh, that's too far away.
That's too far away. Damn it.
Well, maybe someone can pick one up on the way up.
Maybe. Just
put it in a bag.
There's arguments going on over every time. We don't live that close to the McDonald's.
No, it's not that close. All right. Let's Let's go to the next story. I haven't read these, so these are always good. Phoenix man tries turning a locomotive into a runaway train. Police say 20-year-old Julio Rodriguez was arrested earlier this month after trying to steal a train from a rail yard just south of downtown Phoenix.
How was he trying to steal a train?
They say they were alarmed when they heard the train horn on November 8th, and they went to investigate. He was actually released from jail earlier that day and sitting in the engineer seat. Employees said employees removed him, and he moved some levers and pushed some buttons, and one pedal was actually moved, but the train didn't move.
Oh, okay. I mean, you can't steal a train if you're just one person.
And you kind of know where you're going.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a car sort, but even that, you know.
You can't steal a train if you're just one person. You just can't. I don't know what's going on there. That's a crazy person.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, that's crazy.
That's crazy, right? This one, I just like this.
I'm on the McDonald's website,
yeah,
by the way.
You want one of those ribs, huh?
What's
so good about the ribs?
The McRib is so good. You don't even know.
What is it, like some special sauce or something?
According to the website, it's a McRib pork patty, a home-style roll, McRib sauce, pickle slices, and slivered onions.
You know what I do like there is so good. Is the biscuit.
What biscuit?
You can get like the biscuit sandwich.
The morning biscuit?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's pretty tasty.
It is tasty.
Yeah.
I like the yummy. I like the sausage biscuit with cheese.
Yeah, I think I've got the egg and cheese biscuit.
Yeah, without the meat. Without the Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
Because you're a lifelong vegetarian.
Hold the meat. Yeah, lifelong vegetarian. Yeah.
I like the meatballs. There's no place that makes better fries than McDonald's. I'm sorry.
What?
McDonald's is the best fries, don't you think?
They're pretty good.
I mean, Burger King fries are like nothing compared to McDonald's fries. They used to be good.
Oh, we're talking just strictly fast food?
Strictly fast food.
I was going to say, what about...
I mean, Wendy's is pretty good, but like McDonald's is number one.
The country girl.
Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Although, Chick-fil-A, those waffle fries... kind of silly. But you know
now
what?
You're getting me hungry.
No, I know. I'm starving right now. Starving. Not as good as McDonald's fries. Chick-fil-A, though, and their homophobic chicken.
I've never had those fries.
The waffle fries are legit.
Shake Shack's pretty darn good.
Shake Shack with the crinkle fries?
Yeah, you don't like the crinkle fries?
I feel like I can make the crinkle fries in my house.
Yeah.
You know, you can buy them, spread them out on the...
frozen?
Yeah, frozen. They taste deal. Like the frozen crinkle fries.
You get the cheese sauce.
The cheese sauce is good.
Kind of silly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyways. Cheese sauce is good. You know, we were watching Survivor before I came here. And since no one watches commercials anymore, they had to put a product placement inside Survivor.
Oh, that's what it's funny that some shows are doing that now.
And they had a Outback Steakhouse product placement in there because it's like one of the rewards that they got, you know, for winning a contest. And it was looking kind of silly.
What is this?
Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, okay.
An Outback Steakhouse is like it's garbage food. It's like for the lowest common denominator.
They closed the one that I think was their closest. It was like Watertown or something. There used to be one in Watertown, I think.
I feel like there's one in Medford.
Oh, is there still?
Yeah.
We should go sometime.
I like
isn't that where the onion is?
No rules, just right. Yeah.
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 I'll freaking eat an onion.
I mean, it's a heart attack on a plate.
Oh, because it's all fried?
So yeah.
We'll split it up.
It's so good.
You've had it before?
Yeah, I've had it before.
I've never seen this place. They got like moose on the wall or something?
No, no. That's Bugaboo Creek. Nah, we've talked about that before.
Same difference, right? What's the deal with... Oh, maybe I'm getting that confused. Maybe that's what was in Watertown. They closed. I think that's what was in Watertown.
Because that's where I went on that bad date.
Oh.
With Glenn.
Gift card.
Sorry, Glenn. Yes, gift card.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to throw Glenn under the bus or anything. He's a nice guy. You know, he was a sweet guy.
Yeah. Well, he wanted to share his gift card with
you. But you can't take a girl to Bugaboo Creek on a date and pay with a gift card. You just can't do that. It's not a hot move, you know? That doesn't make me want to get down with the get down.
I got this.
Yeah, check out. I got this gift card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of weird.
I mean, I was like in my early 20s, so I wasn't really like, you know, I wasn't protesting too much, but I still remember it now. And I'm like,
I remember it apparently.
If I was like 35 and 40, that wouldn't have flown. I would have been like, you're taking me to, gift card? At least hide the gift card. Like maybe like have.
Or put it in the little folding
thing. Like have the check, like get the check and like just slide it.
Yeah. Don't even. Yeah.
And like, don't even say anything. You don't have to like say that you
did he announce it?
He told me before we were going there that he had a gift card and that that's why we were going. How ghetto is that?
Oh my.
I mean, am I a snob? Oh my God, I have laryngitis. Am I like, is that too much to ask for like him to like take me out, like to legit take me out without like a gift card action going
well,
on? And freaking,
you know,
Bugaboo Creek where there's like talking,
well, that's mooses talking moose on the
yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Bugaboo Creek. It's like a step above like Bennigan's or like TGI Fridays. You know what? It's the grown up Chuck E. Cheese.
Showbiz Pizza.
Yes. Or Showbiz Pizza.
Wow. Well, you know, it would have been one thing if he kind of didn't, like you said, hid the card.
It would have been one thing if he didn't announce
that he was
paying.
He's still taking you out. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated it, but
yeah.
Just don't call attention to the fact that you weren't actually paying for it. I wonder where he got the gift card from? Like, if he won it in a contest or something? Mom. I don't know. He was nice. That guy was nice.
Okay.
I don't mean to be throwing him under the bus. I feel bad now. Well, that was like 20 years ago.
It's a long time ago.
It might have legit been 20 years ago. You know, it wasn't. Maybe it was. It might have been 18 years ago. Because okay. I'm sure I was like 22
okay.
when this was happening. Or 21. Don't be cheap. You know, that's all I'm saying.
All right, what's going on there?
I got some text messages going on from I got some McDonald's requests.
Oh, for pickup?
Yeah.
Now that you're talking McDonald's.
What is that all about?
Bring home some dinner.
I don't think I'm going to McDonald's on the way home. I'm definitely going to Target, but I don't think I'm stopping at Mickey D's.
Are you going to the city one here? Or
no, I'm going to the Target in my area.
Nice. All right, let's go.
Because I need some vinegar and apparently some wood for a cleaner.
You got popcorn problems.
I got popcorn issues.
Let's go to the next story here.
Next story. Oh my God, how much time do we have left?
Comes to us from Ohio.
Ohio!
Scooby the camel returned to Ohio owners after getting loose. A young camel named Scooby is back at home after going on a 90-minute jaunt that blocked traffic. And there's photos, I guess, apparently, of it blocking traffic for Ohio motorists. The newspaper reports that the one-year-old Scooby camel escaped from its fenced home in Springfield Township one afternoon and became loose walking around the streets and prompted a wide-eye reaction.
I have questions.
A neighbor of the owner who was on her way home alerted the police. That was Scooby was loose, and that's what's happening in Ohio.
Did they bust his hump when he came home? Okay. Yes. I have questions. First of all, you said his home. He wasn't like in a zoo. Why do they have a camel? Who's got a camel?
They have a pet camel, I guess. Fenced. I've never heard of this.
Who's got a pet camel?
I don't know. Do we want to? Let's just.
Why would you have that? Like that's not like a pet.
Let's just look up
Scooby the camel. Do you think he has his own Insta?
Scooby the camel.
Oh, there he is, Scooby the camel.
Maybe images.
Wait, do you think he has his own Insta? Like for real?
Oh, there we go. Look at this thing. That's
Scooby,
big. 1 year old.
Big camel.
That's big.
Scooby the camel. Does Scooby the camel have Insta? Because no, I'm not getting McRib out there. I just want it. There's no McRib available. You have to like travel for it.
They're kind of cute though, right? I mean,
camel? Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's kind of like a horse and a llama.
Camel's really cute.
And look at this thing. Oh yeah, that was the newspaper.
Wait, let me see if Scooby has his own Insta.
That's big. Maybe now.
Scooby.
Look at this.
Camel. Oh my gosh.
Imagine driving down the street.
You would be so, like, you'd be like, what? I don't know what I'd do. By the way, Scooby doesn't have his own Insta. He needs it. All pets need their own Insta. My dog has his own Insta.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
He's Clover_Cavalier. Please follow him. He's got 630 followers.
Wow.
He's more popular on Insta than I am. Drake the Cavalier started following you. Oh, that's great. Okay. Scooby the Camel.
Yeah.
What do you think they do with Scooby? You think they like ride Scooby?
Yeah, like a camel. Like, what do you do
with
a camel?
He's only got like
right?
the one hump, though.
Not the two hump?
Yeah. Can you ride the one hump camel? Is that a thing?
Oh, because the two you go like in between or something?
What's in the hump? Water?
I think so. I don't know how that works. They're kind of a weird animal, right?
Camels are really bizarre, don't you think? And they spit at you, don't they?
I think they do, yeah.
I'm not all that excited for a camel, but I am excited for an alpaca because I think they're cute.
Oh, right. Everybody, that's the rage now. Everyone wants an alpaca.
They're adorbs.
And
they're totes adorbs.
Or something with them?
You can make lots of things with their like fur, but they're totes adorbs also.
Totes adorbs.
Totes adorbs.
Let's look at this video.
Even better, a stuffed alpaca. Oh, there's a video of Scooby the camel.
What's
from the Kansas City Star. Great.
Wait, where is it? Am I missing something? Is this it?
You know how these news sites are.
Oh, there's no video. No.
There's no video? I thought there was video.
I don't... This is something else.
Uh-oh. Something's going to play. So the commercial. JetBlue.
Let's turn this off. Yeah. I just bought some tickets on
JetBlue. You know JetBlue has like a crazy luxury thing now called JetBlue Mint.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought their crazy luxury thing is you buy tickets one day and then they cancel one of the flights you buy the next day.
No,
that's,
I don't think
so. That's what happened to us.
I've never had a bad experience with JetBlue.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That's rare. I love JetBlue.
Well, flying one way with them and then another way with another carrier because, yeah.
See.
Yeah.
You got to go both ways with the JetBlue.
Well.
They treat you right.
Yeah, when they cancel your flights the day after you make the reservation.
They need to tell you.
I don't know.
They need to tell you.
Well, they told me. Yeah, anyways. Well, we're like out of time.
Oh, we are?
Well, 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
I don't know.
Well, what are you thankful for this year?
Oh, you gotta think about these things?
Yeah.
Well, I'm thankful to have a place to have Thanksgiving if my family forgot me.
That's true.
So that's kind of nice.
I can't believe that happened. I'm thankful for my health and my family.
Oh.
And my little dog. He's adorable.
Yeah.
And all the opportunities that I've been given in life. I'm very thankful.
That's nice.
Because I won the lottery because I was born in a middle-class family in the United States. So it's pretty,
yeah.
That's winning right now.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be tough other places.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Peeps in the chat. And Film Chat also says, I'm also thankful for the holiday burnt popcorn smell. Yes, thank you.
That sticks around.
I'm thankful for that.
That will still be around for Thanksgiving.
It's going to be there when I go home. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I need to figure out how to get the burnt popcorn smell out of my house. Because there's going to be like some extreme like losing my mind if I don't get it out of my mind.
Yeah.
My house. Everyone's saying baking soda, water. Disinfectant spray,
I'll give you
water,
some I'll give you a cinnamon stick.
Cinnamon stick?
You can keep that in a pot.
I'll take a cinnamon stick.
Just keep it boiling.
Because I'm about to go home and make some chili.
That might help.
It will definitely help with the
that
smell.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and make well, I'm making meat
some,
chili.
Oh, meat.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to make some Brussels sprouts.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Just Brussels sprouts?
I don't know. I'm going to start there. I'm going to eat something.
And see what happens?
Yeah.
You're going to cook in here?
What do you mean, like?
Well, I mean, you don't have any counter space. Look behind you. Look.
Well, I got here. I got,
all right.
Yeah, I got over there.
And you got a plant on your stove.
I know. But it's just, you know, I think I'm going to bring that to the office.
Okay.
I think I finally have a spot for that.
I think that's a good move.
Yeah.
So what's going to happen to the Brussels sprouts? You're going to bake them? I'm probably just going to steam them a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, are they like, frozen or fresh?
Keep them tender. Fresh.
Fresh. Where'd you get them?
Keep Trader Joe.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been to Trader Joe in like the longest time.
Oh, really? It's kind of my go-to.
They have the best snacks in there.
They really do. I got these peanut butter, pretzel-covered peanut butters.
Wait a minute.
That are pretty good.
Pretzel-covered peanut butters.
Yeah.
Or peanut butter-filled pretzels. Is that
whatever you call them, yeah.
That blew my mind for a little bit.
Yeah?
I wasn't sure. Yeah,
I was
massively confused.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I kind of want to stop by Trader Joe's too and like get some snacks, but I won't.
Oh, it's great.
I have
great.
To go by Target,
mm-hmm.
get the wood floor cleaner, and maybe some. You know what? I have vinegar at home. It's fine.
Yeah, I can see if I can get you a cinnamon stick.
I'll take a cinnamon stick on the way out.
The countdown.
What do you mean? Oh, because it hasn't been 90 seconds yet.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
90 seconds.
There it is. Like 90 seconds.
That's good.
All right. Well, I guess. Film Chat says he's boiling a pot of water with cinnamon in it. That's not going to work. It has to be a cinnamon stick.
Oh, no. Well, you could keep that going and just throw the stick in.
All right. Yeah.
Once,
okay.
Once you get there.
All right. Well, I mean, A for effort there. All right. We got to go. Please have a safe and happy Thanksgiving out there.
Yeah.
Hug your families. Take advantage of this time because life is short, people. Eat lots of food, but not too much food, if you know what I mean.
Mm, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I'll just try to do that.
Just enjoy the day, you guys. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll be back on Sunday.
Yeah, with a musical guest, hopefully. Well, thanks
Philip
for listening.
Philip Broussard?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Stay tuned for that.
Take care.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is the Eric and K Show.